Welcome to the second season of the Mayor's News Podcast, hosted by Mayor
and Yitzhak, the best co-host.
As always, we say Mayor's Memes is more than a status, it's an experience. So another part of the awesome Mayor's News experience is this awesome podcast. On this podcast, we dive into the Jewish social media world to interview some of its influencers and uncover a little bit about their personalities. We are once again back on the Mayor's News Podcast, which has not been on for quite a while. Mostly because all the people who wanted to join for the finale have been pushing it off. Either way, we are joined once again by our good friends of Mayor's Memes, Ezra Leibowitz and Gavi Kigner. And we are also joined by our favorite co-host, Yitzhak Hagler. We're happy to be back for a finale. Kind of ironic. This is not a season finale, it's a series finale, which we will go into in a few. Either way, So we once again are calling upon our good friend Ezra Leibowitz for an honest review of our various questions from the thing.
Wait.
Oh yeah, how are you guys doing?
Baruch Hashem.
Good to hear. Okay, either way, let's hear from Ezra about his analysis of the different questions of the icebreakers.
Okay. The first one about Dava Bashefkin is who should he give a lecture to?
Wait. I have to say the sponsors, by the way.
Oh, we have sponsors? Wow. Happy to see that you guys joined as sponsored.
Yeah. So this week, by Yitz and Dan's Coffee Shop. You can expect to see me there sometimes this week. It's sponsored by ACAP, Noam Carlos Barinholtz, on the Heady.
Wow!
I don't know why you guys are laughing.
I look forward to getting their money.
These are your sponsors, and you're laughing.
I look forward to getting their money in the mail. Okay, either way. Back to what we were talking about. So Ezra is giving us a solid rating of everything. Okay, let's hear Ezra.
All right, Dava Bashefkin's question: who should he give a lecture to ever? Who would he want to give a lecture to? That's such a good question. Yitzhak, stop hating on it. And his answer was really good. I would rate like an A from. I'd rate like an A to give it to whoever he's talking to who doesn't actually like giving a lecture. Like that's a great answer.
May I explain myself? It is a solid question. My role on the podcast, kind of my role in life, maybe.
It's kind of to make fun of me.
It's just to make fun of me. Annoying.
But isn't that all of our roles like?
Since
Ezra and Gavi have been on the status, their entire job has been to make fun of me and make fun of my memes.
He didn't have enough fuel to make fun of him before that.
I did not, no. And I'm very much not confused. In any event, so let's continue.
Okay, Yaakov Langer's next question. What did Corona change that you want to keep and that everyone takes things less seriously? That's an S tier answer because I never take anything seriously. So now that everyone's on my level a little closer, it's nicer.
Is it really true though? I don't know.
I've never seen Ezra take anything seriously.
Except for the jersey he's wearing.
Even
so.
I was saying, is it true that he said that COVID changed people's perspectives?
I think we should stay away from the handshakes, though. I'm a fan. I don't like giving people handshakes. I'm like some people like I'll give people handshakes, and some people like I don't like handshakes. Either way,
you know, those people like go into the hug after the handshake and everything.
Yeah, I'm not up to that.
Yeah, I'm socially awkward, so like I don't know what to do. Like I go in for the handshake, but then they're like pulling me closer, so I'm like pushing them back.
Either way, let's continue.
Shout out to Aaron G, one of the firm handshakes you will ever find in your life.
Next thing was AIM humor, and if he had a cult, what would it be based around? And he said, said thank you Hashem, and he would have like bumper stickers that say TYH.
We once again have to thank our good friend Noam Schechter for providing us with that great question. So
that was an S tier.
That was a great answer. I actually just commented. You were like listening over them to get ready. Like I was like, yo, he loved your answer, and it's like, it was a good vibe. Either way, who is next?
Chalmface Tzvi Hershkovitz.
Yeah, we went over that. If you listen to the entirety.
If it's dinner or supper, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I need a supper, so that's easily S tier. Because he's right. And
supper, I think others here would...
I'm a dinner person.
So. Right about it? Is that a situational? Because,
I thought it was a solid answer.
I always say dinner. Blame my parents. Hate the sin, not the sinner.
Or both. Either. To continue.
Next one was Nachi Gordon, the legend himself. On that one.
By the way, I had strong influence as to why Nachi Gordon was on there. Just putting it out there.
May or may not have spammed him.
You were employed by Nachi Gordon as a part of a potato army.
Yes.
Yeah, he was.
Ezra might be the general of that army.
I was about to say that.
Either way, back to your talk.
His advice that he would put in a fortune cookie, it was to stay in the moment. I don't know if I'm such a fan of that. It's a good one, but it's not a great one. And
also, you have to take the person into account. He's the most stay in the moment person to say that. I'm saying if you would think who would say that, he would say that.
I would give it a B plus. But that's only because he never joined my potato army. Anyways, next we had.
He secretly has a potato shrine.
I feel like all the people are just really confused by all the inside jokes going on here. Either way, stay in there.
If you know Meaningful Minute, just text him a potato after this.
Be very appreciative. Okay, back to what you were talking about.
So next there was Ellie Leibowitz, who I like the name, but what was his answer? He had the same fortune cookie, and he said to I forgot what his answer was. It was must not have been that good. I'm trying to think. It was
how long it took on the podcast to even think of a question that day because we had not.
I remember he asked the biography question.
I forget what it was though.
That. But he said to do stuff. Next was
well, we'll give him an S for us forgetting.
No offense if he's listening. I legit remember it being good, but I forget what it was. Someone will have to listen to that.
Either way, back to what we're talking about.
Then we had Moshe Kolat, and he said he used the biography question from Ellie Leibowitz, and he said that his biography would be I'm not picky, but which that's a great answer. Like,
and Hagrid was trying to dissect it and it didn't really work.
It's not dissectable, it's just
It was a pretty solid answer. Also, shout out to Moshe for literally listening to every single podcast till then. I don't know if you listened to after that, but
who does that?
Big shout out.
What a legend.
He may be the only one other than me.
Oh, hello, please.
Oh, and Gavi, obviously. And yeah, okay, back to
yourself. Nobody else in the crew.
You have one until now. Let us know, we'll get you on here.
Mayor, what was Avi Schwartz's fortune cookie answer? Because I know it was the best one because I said that, but I don't remember what it was.
He said, if you need a sign, this is it.
That's great, I love it. You gotta do what you're destined to do right now. What else could you need? You always gotta grab the opportunity.
I feel like we pounded that question and we beat the horse till it's dead with that question about the fortune cookie.
And even after it was dead, you continued to beat it.
Yeah.
I saw in an article today, I continued to flog a horse until it was tremendously dead.
Someone sent me a picture of someone who was walking their dog after it was dead. Kinder, you saw that one too.
Oh, don't ask. Just don't.
Either
ask.
Right, and on to the last one of the series.
It was Yoni Panich. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, I stopped the episode right before we start. We were about to start. I was like, "Wait, is that how you pronounce your name?" He was like, "Yes." And then we started.
I was not on this one. Very
fun behind the scenes.
If I could bring up the tweet, the comment, I would. He was like, "Oh, I'm not down this week." So I was like, "Okay." Either way.
Down,
so yeah. He said the three apps he would keep, I think, are WhatsApp. If he had to delete all the rest of the apps, they would be WhatsApp, Google, and what was the last? The last one was Notes.
It was Notes.
So WhatsApp and Google. Obviously, you need those. So those two make sense. But Notes, I don't know. I feel like I might be a minority here.
Notes is so vital. I have.
Yeah, Notes is pretty legendary, actually.
Instead of using Notes, you just WhatsApp something to yourself.
That's a good
call. Oh, I could do that because I have two accounts.
You create a chat with somebody else in it, then kick them immediately.
People suddenly realizing I have one more name than Mayor's Memes. Whoa. I almost promised like
actually. Mayor's Memes 2.0, is that you? What the juice? Mayor's Memes 2.0?
Oh. Shout out to Lab. Okay, either way.
At least we got one juice in.
Now that we're past
the whole episode is worth it since we got the one with the juice in.
Okay, so now for a little bit of a more serious part of the podcast. However, I will point out. I will point out, I have a few shout outs. First of all, shout out to David Bishevkin for making fun of our ages. Thank you to Amy.
It makes it sound like you're either 57, 74, like 93, or like 7.
Yeah. Thank you to.
Or like 204.
Once again, thank you to Moshe Kolat for listening to literally every episode. Big shout out. Also, thank you to who? To Hershquist for being a hilarious dude, and thank you to did I say Amy Umer for calling us a hilarious status? Right, he didn't say hilarious, he said funny, but he's probably not gonna listen to this either way, so we're okay. So, back to what we were saying. So, serious. So, the way that I approach the status, I must look at it the way that I think most people should look at their lives. What am I doing here? Why am I doing it?
Holy man.
Pretty deep. So back to what I was saying. So for many people, actually, I've gotten a lot of good reactions of status. People make their day. I'm like, yo, people like what I'm doing. It's pretty cool. But at the same time, I value a life, and a life not tied down by tons of random stuff, such as the status. And
what is life but random stuff?
It's true. But in discussion with many people and in much support from my friend Itchy Yitzchak, but also a shout out to Arye, Noah, Mordechai, Gavi, Yishai, Dovi, and if I'm leaving someone out, that'd be pretty awesome.
Noah and Ben Simone.
Wow, and Noah too.
Noah Ben Simone is the best admin on the fact chat.
So all those people who are part of the Mayor's Memes organization,
especially Dovi.
In any event,
I've based it.
After a discussion with many people, many mentors, many friends, many Yitzchaks, really just one, and
Friedman.
Support, especially a lot of support from Arye, a lot of backlash from Noam. I think I even left his name out. That'd be pretty awkward. Noam. And so I think the approach of the Mayor's Needs podcast and status and overall brand is that we are closing. It's very sad. Very sad.
No!
Ezra and
Gavi, we all gave him the appropriate reactions.
Ezra and Gavi both knew this already. Let's just point out. We are.
I cried for 3 nights straight.
He did cry.
No!
Ezra and Gavi being two major parts of the Mayor's Meme organization are definitely feeling sad about this. I felt the right move in my life and the right move in the life of the Mayor's Meme world is to shut it down. And to quote one of my good friends, well, it's going to end at some point either way, right? So we're not exactly sure what date it will be.
Ending, but... Wait. You know what? No, never mind.
To quote you, Mayor, it was either going to end or you were going to die.
Right. True. True.
That was a good line.
Favorite Mayor quote.
One of my favorite Mayor quotes as well. So either way, so that's the aside. So we are indeed planning on closing soon. The status will close. The podcast will close. It's going to be very, very sad. And it's gonna end at some point either way, as Gavi just wrote in the chat. So that's what's happening. It's very sad for us. We hope that you forgive us for the terrible avla we're doing, as in making you lose Mayor's Memes, which is probably the best thing that's ever happened to your life in the past year and a half, or whatever since you joined. But so that's really the aside. I think we brought a lot of people through Corona, and people enjoyed Mayor's Memes for many, many months, and they enjoyed the statuses. And not only the statuses, but also the chats that are kind of dead at the moment. And also...
chats are alive as well, for the record.
But... yeah, the Mayor's Memes... The Mayor's Memes chat, and as well as the Mayor's Memes... The Mayor's Memes challenges and questions of the week, which have been very prevalent and very fun for me. and others such as Gavi.
Yeah,
we appreciate all your responses.
By the way, I'm just gonna leak something. Where do you see yourself in 10 years? Mayor didn't post anything because everybody had the same answers, which I cannot say.
Some said dead, some said alive, and some said other stupidity.
Responds to his own questions also.
By the way, I was the first person to say dead.
But that's a
little... Kasha Shalom.
Kasha Shalom, obviously. In any event, so that's what we're telling you. We are planning on closing. We will miss you all, but I think it's for the best. We will probably send other people who are also good statuses. And like, yeah.
No, so, man, we should put a tissue needed warning in the beginning of this episode.
Yeah.
I have tissues nearby because this announcement will break your heart.
But also, just a quick pointer. I will not be ending yet. We'll have a few weeks. So feel free to chat with me. Hack me up. Spam me. Send.
Especially you girls.
No, Chassi Shalom.
If you guys ever want some random like guy who's gonna give you some philosophical weird stuff that doesn't make sense, send them my way.
Either way, oh, your way. No,
I can give you stuff that makes sense too, but it's just not as fun.
Feel free to chat with me. Feel free to speak with me and be like, "Yo, we'll miss you." And feel free to also be like, "Yo, your memes are trash," or feel free to spam me with potatoes, especially if they're real. If you offer to send me 100 potatoes, I will give you my address. So back to what we were saying.
As this seems to be the last, I think this will be the last Mayor's Memes podcast. I think it is fitting for me to finally come full circle and provide a quote.
We're not up to that yet.
The quotes
from Gavi. We were looking forward to that in a few minutes. So just to summarize, we are ending. We will miss you. Rest in peace, Mayor's Memes. Okay, either way, Gavi, let's hear the list, the tiers of the quotes.
So I went through much analysis, hours and hours of thought.
You didn't even do it last time. You didn't do his job. You didn't do it last time.
Yeah, but
last time it was like half. Like he forgot to write it down. It was like
But this time I did hours and hours of analysis. If you have listened to this point, you want to continue, because
it's Gavi.
Well, I was going to say because this is going to be great, but whatever. We'll see how it goes. I'd like to start with Rav David Shefkin. He quoted Rav Tzadok. Said, the same way you have to believe in Hashem, so too afterwards you have to believe in themselves. Okay? Now, the quote didn't make 100% sense when he said it. I think he misquoted it slightly, but I think we get the idea. I'm going to say that's actually, I'm not as lenient as Ezra on my quotes, but I'm going to give this a.
That's way more lame than me if you didn't think it made sense.
No. He misquoted it. But the quote overall, so Rambam always is very into the number 14.
Teacher of people?
Rambam is very into the number 14, and then he just says Shloshes Regi Kare Emuna. So to make a long story short, I've heard many shiurim about how the 14th is supposed to be inherent, that you're supposed to have this certain emuna in yourself.
Moving on.
Anyways, Yaakov Lenker. He spells his name correctly, first off. Okay, there are two A's. It's not Yaakov. It's Yaakov. Also, after that episode, when he exposed that Mayer's Memes was Mayer's Memestein or Memerstein, I was trying to make a Wikipedia page, but it failed. But anyways, he quoted Conan O'Brien or paraphrased him, do the best you can and always help people. Now, that's nice and all, but he paraphrased it, like, whatever. I didn't know what to do, so I'm giving it.
The quote. There's no way you looked.
No,
it up
I don't know. I didn't know the quote.
Yeah, so you looked it up to fact check him.
Because no, and that's didn't fact check him. Where are you getting this from?
How do you know he's paraphrasing?
Because you know what? Let's see. I wonder if Conan O'Brien said, "Do the best you can and always help people." I also think that he said he was paraphrasing him. Okay. Nonetheless, this is important. But I'll give it a C because I don't want to give it a D. It's like,
can I give that a C?
Well, I just did.
I guess you don't like doing the best and you don't like helping people.
Yeah, right. Oh, it's kind of ironic.
Okay, Chollent Fist. He quoted the Rebbe, so, you know, that's a good sign. He said, to be kind is more important than being right. Now,
you can't give him an F. It has to be alive.
Okay. I'm going to give him also a C.
That's not the first time. I got to point out, Ezra, that's not the first time we almost got into a discussion of this on the podcast. Back to what we were saying.
I'm going to give that a C because I'm going to argue that to be kind is quite often being right. So there's only one thing that's really being right.
So you're arguing on the Rebbe?
You're arguing with the Rebbe here.
Are you?
The last week in the checkout line, I talked to the Rebbe about this, and he told me that I was right. Okay.
That means you did the wrong thing. You should be kind. So,
are you trying to suggest that there's no such thing as objective truth? With a capital.
That's a difficult question. Talk to me after this.
Signer, your WhatsApp bio is about objective truth. So.
It happens to be about objective truth, but it's complicated.
If you ask for his number, we will give it to you. I will be happy.
Okay, fine. If you guys want to call me, okay. Actually, don't call me. Should I say my number?
Yeah, please do.
Okay.
No one can actually call you, don't worry.
Text me 973-974-0337.
Wow. It takes guts. I've lived for a year and a half, and people have been texting a fake number for me. Okay. I have a real.
Okay. Yeah.
Back to what we were discussing.
Kidding.
Okay.
That was
gutsy. Okay. Then Nahi Gordon. He quoted about essentially a story, a CFO and CEO. They were talking. He said, what happens if we invest in our people and they leave us? And then the CFO responds, what happens if we don't and they stay? I thought that was a very, very good quote. I think that there's a lot behind that.
Yeah, there was a lot of meaning to that. I didn't even know which direction he was trying to take it.
I'm going to give that a B.
Okay. A B is a good compliment from Gavi.
Elie Leibowitz. Okay, this quote I actually knew by heart, and he misquoted it because obviously, if you haven't watched Animal Crackers, something you're missing out. Anyways, he said,
I think everyone on this podcast, other than you, is missing out.
Okay, it's a movie, Marx Brothers. Please. Okay, he said, I shot an elephant in my pajamas. How he got there, I'll never know. The real quote is, one morning I shot an elephant in my pajamas. How he got in my pajamas, I don't know.
Everyone knows that. Close.
Okay.
You're not allowed, I make a new rule. You're not allowed to be medallic in the Western, as long as it gets the message across.
Okay, fine. It was good shtick, but I'm going to give it a C.
Whoa. Itchies will get a
C. That's your name. It's good shtick, and you don't give it a C.
Good shtick is a C. Please. It wasn't only my analysis. I went to many philosophers and everything. Philosophers didn't like it so much. Okay, then we had Moshe Kola. He said, cracking your knuckles counts as exercise. I don't know what to say. I really don't.
That's a good one. I love it.
There's good shtick and there's Moshe Kola, yeah.
So yeah, I'm going to give it a C-. Okay.
Do you want it to be bad shtick? Like...
Anyways, then we had Avi Schwartz. He quoted somebody from Mishpacha magazine, which, unlike quoting the Rebbe, is usually a bad sign. But you know, anyways,
give the Rebbe a C.
Gavi, we're gonna have to, like, aside from a tier warning, we're gonna have to put like trigger warning. Like, what's your deal?
If you have been on the podcast, do not listen.
Okay. Anyways, I don't believe a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives challenges to people that can handle it. I think a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives challenges to everyone, and we all become better people who are able to handle it. Basically, this person just took a statement from Ramban and attributed it, so good. Like, yeah, so good. I would give it an S, but like,
just give it an A.
Yeah, I'll give it an S because
it's Ramban.
Because you haven't given anyone an.
No, because Ramban is goated, and it's true. It's what everything is. Anyways, then Yoni Patich, or Patich, or whatever. He said, Dalif mi ata umeid.
That's great. That's beautiful. I love it.
Maybe he was just like...
that is.
And I'm going to choose to abstain from giving it a ranking. Okay.
Wow. I'm gonna give it an A, and let's hear.
I think it's over the. I think that's on top of the Aronet Lab shul.
It's top of the art of most people's shul.
I think they when he was recording the podcast, he was actually in a shul and he just didn't have a quote, so he glanced up. He's like, oh,
good one. Creative.
Either way.
Okay. No, we have one more quote. If you realize, there's one podcast I didn't quote because it was a fantastic quote, and this person was not asked for their favorite quote, but their least favorite quote. This was okay. A humor, and he said, "My least favorite quote." I mean, this just brings me back to Masivta.
Hold on. Stop. We commend him on the fact that he was able to say it. We didn't brief him, and he literally said it within a second.
Welcome. And he said,
"That is impressive."
Like Rabosai, you know you can bring a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And like these types of things just echo in my mind, like whenever I see a horse. I think we can all relate to that. There are things that people say, and we just see horses. Like,
brilliant.
It might not be with horses, but things like that. So that's an S.
Either way.
I also wanted to put in my own quote.
Ooh.
Okay. Just because I think that this is, given that it's the end of Mayer's memes.
Whoa, don't say it like that. Don't
okay, it's the end. I have to throw in.
It's the end of Mayer? What?
No, yeah, no. I'm sorry. The second the Mayer's memes account's going to be closed, everyone's going to be like, whoa, what happened to Mayer?
Okay. Sovtavar. Hakol nishma esolohim yirei esmus usav shemar ki dump. Okay, I'll be back in a second.
Wow, we appreciate that from Gavi.
Okay, yeah.
If you've never seen a mic drop on a podcast, you don't know one.
Where the deuce is he going? Like he's actually gone on the Zoom too.
Either way, okay. Back to what we were discussing while Gavi has taken an
a bathroom break.
Whatever it was.
That was a mic drop. Straight up,
it was a mic drop. That's what it was. And back to what we're saying, yeah. Hasler, you want to grace us with your quote?
My quote actually came today, as I was doing the holy of playing basketball.
Was Dave there?
Dave was there. Setch dog himself.
You go look that up on Wikipedia on a dictionary online. It's a real word.
I so don't. Like the man of many names, they call him. Sometimes you have to try the impossible for the impossible to become possible.
Wow.
I'm gonna comment on that. I hate backwards quotes, so I'm gonna give it a F. I'm kidding. No, solid quote.
I don't care. The best quote you've ever heard.
If you ever open a yearbook, it will literally be people just saying anything, any word, and reverse it, and it'll be like, "Yo, that's a yearbook quote."
I like to eat, but cheese doesn't like to eat me.
Yeah, true.
That's insane. If you just wait two letters, the light turns into the night. Albert Einstein.
Wow. Very nice. Okay. So it really has been a pleasure.
It's been a wild journey.
To be joined not only by Ezra and Gavi, but to be joined by all of you listeners, whoever you are out there. And it's been a pleasure to run Mayer's Memes. Except for when people call my stuff trash. And it's been a pleasure
sometimes in general. Trash.
It's been really great to speak with famous-ish people. Some more famous, some less famous, some really not famous at all. And it's been a pleasure to hear from the people texting me on my status, telling me what they think, and having philosophical discussions about things, and citing different articles I've written in the past. Thank you.
That's him.
I'll be happy to flex to you if you ask me for articles. Yeah, true, Ezra. Okay, so, Shkoyev, thank you for joining us. Once again, I'm doing good. Baruch Hashem. And well. If you really want to cry to us, I feel like I have to end like this every time. Feel free to have questions, comments, or ask for people to join, I guess.
To
515-504-511. Or email mayersmemes@gmail.com.
I think the correct number is score was 973-974-0337.
Yeah, you can do that too. Okay. Thank you for joining us.
The real really weird pictures, probably, like, you do that stuff, like spam it. Just annoying.
Yeah, right. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. Bye.